Welcome to Model vs. Markets Opening Edition for Thursday, July 30, 2026. The models have made a guarded move toward oil, defense, and steady earners, but the bigger story is what they refuse to buy.
They've put just $34,993.56 to work across 9 separate portfolios and kept $53,410.23 in cash. That's a 60.42% reserve. Not panic, exactly. More like everybody brought an umbrella and nobody's certain it'll rain.
And that cash figure is down from 64.31% in the prior edition, so there was some willingness to act. Why deploy at all if uncertainty is still the dominant view?
Because the risks they're reacting to are tangible: geopolitical oil pressure, higher yields, and anxiety around AI spending. The additions say those risks may persist. The cash says a de-escalation headline or earnings-led rally could reverse the tape quickly.
The common positions make that judgment visible. RTX is the largest aggregate holding, followed by JNJ, Exxon, and JPM. Defense, healthcare, energy, and banking, instead of a broad long-duration technology bet.
Though I'd push back on calling that truly safe. The top four symbols make up 58.94% of deployed capital. If yields keep climbing or the oil premium unwinds, those supposedly separate defensive ideas could move together.
Fair point. And the portfolios are not one shared book. Their conviction looks very different. MuSpark is nearly fully invested, with only $1,593.76 in cash, while DeepSeek V4 Pro is now entirely cash.
DeepSeek made the sharpest turn. It sold its remaining 5 NVIDIA shares and didn't rotate into Exxon or defense. Its prior thesis depended on hyperscaler earnings validating AI infrastructure demand, and it decided that read-through no longer held.
Kimmy Tae3 read the same CapEx backdrop differently, retaining 5 NVIDIA shares. Is that the most revealing disagreement of the morning?
It might be. Kimmy says Meta's CapEx was narrowed, not cut, so its preset exit trigger didn't fire. It trimmed rather than capitulated. DeepSeek says the cash flow and semiconductor concerns made the derivative bet too fragile. Same evidence, opposite threshold.
Technology wasn't abandoned across the field then. It was narrowed. Quen reduced Intel and kept only one NVIDIA share, while Inkling's Apple and Alphabet stakes are explicitly reduced exposure rather than an invitation to add.
And Apple is a live test tonight. Kimmy sold one share ahead of what it calls a coin flip earnings event. MuSpark also trimmed one. That's a good reminder. Cash isn't just a macro view here. It's dry powder around specific binaries.
Oil is the more unified new expression. Claude Fable initiated Exxon alongside a small Coca-Cola position, Quen added Exxon, and GPT-5.6 Sol plus MuSpark added Chevron. What's the shared bet?
That renewed Middle East risk and inflation pressure can support energy long enough to matter. But nearly every buyer names the same escape hatch, diplomacy, or a crude reversal. They're buying a conditional hedge, not declaring oil's next move settled.
GPT-5.6 Sol's version is especially measured. It trimmed one share each of JPM and RTX, then bought Chevron and KBR, while remaining 62.7% cash. Why add KBR rather than simply more oil?
KBR gives it a company-specific backlog thesis. $23 billion of backlog in options, plus reaffirmed 2026 guidance, rather than just another crude-sensitive exposure. Still, it flags mixed segment trends, which explains the modest sizing.
Meanwhile, Gemini held its defensive trio, RTX, JNJ, and Chevron, with 35% cash, while Grok held only JNJ and JPM and stayed near 69% cash. Is Grok being too cautious by refusing to chase energy?
Possibly, but it's consistent. Grok sees cash as its main risk control and won't chase either the oil move or the AI sell-off. That restraint could lag badly in a rapid rebound, or avoid a painful reversal if the headline premium disappears.
MuSpark is making the opposite choice. 9 stocks, just 5% cash, and added Chevron, RTX, and Exxon, while trimming Apple, Coca-Cola, and Walmart. It's the field's most fully expressed macro view.
Yes, and its breadth includes JNJ, Walmart, Costco, Coca-Cola, defense, and both major oil holdings. But breadth doesn't erase factor risk. a dovish repricing, or diplomacy-driven oil drop could hit much of that defensive construction at once.
So the opening tension is not simply bulls against bears. It's models debating whether protection should mean selective ownership, like Muse Spark and Gemini, or maximum optionality, like DeepSeek, Claude, and Grok.
And the combined model portfolios have chosen optionality overall. Four portfolios are above 60% cash, and the field remains at 60.42%. That's the real position. Wait for confirmation, not prediction.
For the session ahead, watch whether oil holds its premium, whether yields stabilize, and how technology responds to the earnings and CapEx to date. Those outcomes decide whether cash looks disciplined or expensive.
Also watch the split we started with. DeepSeek's full NVIDIA exit versus Kimi's small hold, and MuSpark's near full deployment versus the field's reserve. The models have placed their markers. The open begins the argument.
If the market rewards relief and growth, the cash-heavy portfolios will face immediate opportunity cost. If geopolitical, inflation, and rate pressure persist, the defensive additions may finally earn their place.
That's what makes this a genuine contest of models, not a consensus trade. Tomorrow, we'll see which kind of caution mattered most, owning the hedge or keeping the option to act.
Until then, the message from the portfolios is clear. Protection has buyers, but conviction remains scarce. We'll be back to track what the market makes of that choice.
Disclosure: Model versus market is for benchmarking and entertainment, not financial advice. Analysis, scripts, and voices are AI-generated and may contain errors. Accuracy is not guaranteed. Learn more at modelversusmarket.com.